It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Well, good afternoon. Here's the news about area soccer. Temple's Emily Higdon scored all 10 goals in the Tigers' win over Harrelson County. Think about that for a minute. The boys also won. Both teams are scheduled to play at home tomorrow against Rockmart. Both Bremen teams won over Model. Carrollton's boys defeated Norcross. They're at home tonight against Noonan. And both Villarica teams host Sandy Creek today. State wrestling championships began this morning. Today, Temple's baseball team is at home against Kendrick, and Carrollton's girls lacrosse team plays at Columbus High. I've given you a look at AA basketball playoffs. Now here's a look at Quad A. Central's girls are the only Carroll County team in this class. They're 7-1 at home, 7-5 in away games, and sport a 21-6 record overall. They're currently ranked 9th in Quad A. They've scored 1,314 points and have allowed 1,063. Now here's Matt to tell you about Quad A girls.
The Villarica Wildcats will take on Arabia Mountain Friday night and will hope to get another stellar performance from Dekiah Cofield, who dropped 26 points in their last matchup against Rome to secure the 3 seed. We wish Tammy Nord and her Villarica Wildcats the best on Friday night. And the Carrollton Trojans will be at home to host Columbia. Look for Damari Flournoy, the Region 7 5A Player of the Year, and freshman sensation Kenijah Daniel to provide a big spark for the Trojans, and they look forward to move on into the second round of the GHSA playoffs.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.